This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's tourism office has awarded $500,000 in grants to bring large events back to the state. The program aims to boost local economies hurt by the pandemic. To qualify, event organizers had to show a substantial economic impact, and it had to benefit more than one county. The cash is supporting up to half of eligible costs for four events so far, the first being the Ouray Ice Climbing Event Series, which runs from January 7th through the beginning of February. Cripple Creek has issued a 9-month moratorium for new short-term rental properties. CPR's Dan Boy says it's the latest in a wave of such restrictions in the state's mountain towns.
Cripple Creek joins Breckenridge, Aspen, Steamboat, and other ski communities by instituting a temporary ban on new short-term rental licenses. It means homeowners cannot rent their properties through sites like Airbnb until next fall. Short-term rentals have become popular in Cripple Creek for gambling tourists. But city planner Ryan Hella says,
these present a conflict for the city because we do have a workforce housing crisis, and short-term rentals are private residencies that do take away opportunities for workforce housing.
Summit County just emerged from a 90-day moratorium last week. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Researchers at Colorado State University will lead a new $19 million project to better understand the health of soil on pastures and rangeland. Worldwide, soil has deteriorated in many regions because of poor management, and farmers and ranchers say improving soil conditions makes their operations more profitable. CSU researchers are trying to quantify how soil health has changed and how the management of grazing land is connected to ecosystems and the well-being of farmers and ranchers. Avalanche work on Interstate 70 will close the freeway for about an hour later this morning. I-70 will be closed at Vail Pass in both directions starting at 9 a.m. And again, that is expected to last about an hour. This is CPR News.